Which I need to stop lighting those candles, but I can't.
3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's longest hiatus podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam. What's up, Tam?
Hey, I'm good.
Are you?
Good.
You look a little tired. You look like you got a little bit of bedhead going on.
The back. I woke up at like 10:13.
Yeah, that's about when I woke up.
I was like, fuck.
I only had to go one room.
Yeah. I was like, fuck, I gotta be there at 10:30.
You were here not that late.
I was like 10:35.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you made good time, because
I just didn't look in the mirror at all until I got into my car, and I was like,
oh, hey.
Sweet.
Yeah. Do you have to work?
Yeah, at noon.
But it's at that, like,
Card shop.
No one's gonna care. Probably still the best hygiene there.
Probably.
So how have you been?
I'm good. I'm tired. I've been really busy. I've been working. I've been playing some games, both video and card. I've discovered a new card game.
Manned with hearts. Playing games with hearts.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Cool.
How about you, dude? What's up?
Nothing.
All right. Okay, so about my life. I'm like super tired because I was playing kickball. I played kickball Friday night. We played from like, I don't know. We started it at like 7. And we played from like 7 to 8 down at Memorial Park.
Oh, yeah.
Then
that's a nice place.
The lights went out. Like, I mean, by lights, I mean sun. Like, the sun stopped existing.
Yeah, okay.
And so we moved over to the parking lot of Millard North High School.
Oh, hey. I've been there.
We played kickball there for like another 2 hours.
Oh, man. You should have called me. I'm not a fast runner, but I can kick.
Yeah. That's kind of how I was. Like, when we played over at Memorial Park, I was freaking MVP. I was hung up between second and third in the outfield.
Yeah.
Catching them like a mofo. But then, like, we got to Millard North and, like, try hard mode went away. I was like, nope, I'm just going to try and kick the ball.
Yeah, I can do pretty much anything in that game but run. And that was the case even before I was, when I was in better shape. I couldn't run then either. So.
My legs are super dead.
Oh, yeah?
I had work yesterday where I'm like a martial artist and I have to like kick and whatever, and I'm like barely kicking above my knees. My legs are so tired. It was awesome.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to boost our microphone a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's way too low. Oh, God, that's really high. Oh, sorry. Sorry, everybody. Oh, no.
How does this sound? Sound test in the middle.
Okay, that should be better.
And we're back.
Oh my God. These things are very sensitive. And it was on 0, and I'm like, that shouldn't be on 0.
Sounds like my ex-girlfriend.
But I moved it up to 3, and that's when I oh my God, it was clipping like crazy.
Destroying.
Yeah. I don't know why it was on 0. It shouldn't be on 0. It should be on 1.
Oh, me and Andy snuck into your house and tried to do a podcast yesterday. Yeah. We saw that you were here and we bailed.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was here most of the day.
We're little bitches.
If you snuck in here to do a podcast, I would have been like, all right, let's do a podcast.
Yeah, let's do it, dude. Yeah,
I'm up for that. No, yesterday I was cleaning and making food. I got a family to feed.
What are you making?
I made Sloppy Joe's because I had some meat that was getting a little suspect.
Dude, can I hang out for some sloppy joes? That sounds so good.
If we have time, yes, you can have sloppy joes. Because I made like 3 pounds of sloppy joes. So
let's get into the first story. have you been playing any games?
No.
No?
I played a little. I guess I should get into it for people that don't know. My mom had a heart attack on February 18th, so clearly that's why I haven't been here. Except for last week. I wasn't here last week because my dog died at like midnight Saturday night. Well, into Sunday.
When it rains, it pours.
I know. So that's why we haven't been here, and that's why I haven't played any video games. Except I did play some Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah.
The first weekend I was there, when I spent the entire weekend at the hospital, I brought my laptop and I played that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So there was that. I haven't played any Fallout.
I've played a minuscule amount of Fallout. I think you were further than me. Have you found Sean yet?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
I found him too, and I don't know how I feel about it.
You don't know how you feel?
I don't know how I feel about it.
Oh, you like if you want to side with the Institute or not? Or you, if...
Spoilers for the for Fallout 4. You've had a bit, but I understand if you haven't beat it. I'm going to give you 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. I don't like that he's like this old dude now.
Oh, you don't like that?
No.
Oh.
Like, I don't understand how... Like, I'm sure they explained it to me as soon as it happened, but I don't get it. Why is he so old and I'm not so old?
Because he was unfrozen earlier than you. When you started to come to and, uh-huh, and saw your wife get shot,
uh-huh,
that's when they backed off the cryogenics to take Sean. But they didn't take you yet because you were the backup to Sean. So they kept you on ice. They turned that back on. Because if Sean died or didn't pan out, they were going to unfreeze you and make you the leader of the Institute. They chose Sean because they wanted one of you because you had untainted DNA. You'd right. been in the vault before,
yeah,
while the whole thing was happening.
I caught that part.
But they chose Sean because he was a kid. He was easier to, a baby. It was easier to mold from a really young age to be the leader of the Institute.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So that is why they chose Sean, and he's older. Because he was released, like, what, 60 years before you or something,
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, so.
I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate what they've done with Sean. I wanted to go in. I wanted to save my little boy and then get the hell out of there. And this dude is just like, don't you see? I'm Sean. And I'm like, shut up. Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
But yeah, now I'm friends with everybody, and it's really hard for the game. The game's hard now.
Dude, I have no idea why your left channel is quieter than your right.
It's genetics.
Oh, well, whatever.
Sorry, we're rusty.
Yeah.
Give us an episode or two.
Everything looks fine. Whatever. The fuck ever. Yeah, I'm a lot further than that, really. I had the same problem, though, where I was friends with everybody. And so I was like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And I played all the cards I could, but I'm at the point now where, like,
gotcha,
you have to make a decision. You know, like when you're between four women and one of them's, like, crazy into technology, the other one liberates synths. The other one has a real hard on for history.
I've been in this exact
position. The fourth girlfriend wants to redefine mankind.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're ever in that situation, you got to pick.
I've been in that situation.
And I think I'm going to pick the history buff. The Minute Woman.
Yeah, the Minute Woman.
Yeah.
Dude, they seem the coolest. They seem like they care the most. They seem like the quote unquote good guys. And that's definitely how I'm siding too.
They seem like the only one that care about the Commonwealth. The rest are just like, I hate you. No, I hate you. I know you. Yeah.
I want to make the world better by changing what's already there, as opposed to making everything better.
And for the railroad that really needs your help kind of fucking dick sometimes.
Yeah.
Desdemona is a bitch.
I will say that...
Glory's cool. The synth chick.
I guess what I was about to say was not true. But I was going to say I have done very little with the Railroad, but I've technically done more with the Railroad than I have with the Brotherhood.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you done... You've done, like, more of those...
Like, Free the synths?
Yeah.
Find the synths?
Yeah, things. Those missions.
Yeah.
Did you get the ballistic weave from the Railroad?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you get that from doing missions with Cleo.
Yeah.
Have you done missions with Cleo mm-hmm. at all? Oh. I couldn't do missions with Cleo because I went too far with the Brotherhood. I was able to still go with the Railroad. Like, I didn't go far enough that the Railroad shut me out, but I went far enough that Cleo always says something about me being a threat when I go in there. I'm like, so I can't do missions for Cleo until I finish the game with, I think, the Minutemen or the Railroad. Then Cleo will let me do missions. But then I don't really give a shit about the Ballistic Weave. I guess the DLC's coming out, so.
What's the Ballistic Weave?
You can take, like a suit or any regular, like, underclothing that you can wear under armor
yeah.
and line it with ballistic fiber.
Dude, that's cool.
Yeah. So, really helps your armor rating.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. So, that's what I want to get. But
I'm just rocking the Minutemen
yeah.
jersey. It just seems like the best.
Oh, I've got a real military look going on. I have, like, military fatigues, and I've got a bunch of hardened combat armor.
Excuse me.
And my ultimate XO1 power armor.
I'm not wearing power armor at all.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm like a sneaky guy. Yeah. I'm like all sneaky. Like super early game, I found this like really overpowered, extra clipped
silent
pistol.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, this dictated where I was headed. Mm-hmm. My gun decided how my character was going to be built.
It's funny. I've got this power armor, which I guess it works better than I thought, but usually you think power armor really high tech, but I use that... And my favorite weapons are, I have four that I switch between a lot. The Krem's Tooth, I don't know exactly how to pronounce that, but you know what yeah. I'm talking about. an instigating tire iron with the, like the axe attachment.
Yeah.
Irradiated super sledge.
You sound more like a raider. In power armor than like a dude.
Dude, I love the Raider power armor.
Yeah.
And a VATS enhanced ripper.
So you're like crazy melee.
My melee's maxed out.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, so I do have crazy melee. So I have like my melee maxed out, and then I have like that damage resistance and health maxed out, and my XO1 power armor is Mark 6, and it's got the like increased strength servos and the VATS matrix overlay. The calibrated chocks, and it's got the hot rod flames. So, yeah, I'm a fucking tank.
Yeah, I just didn't... Power armor wasn't appealing to me. Mainly because mm-hmm. I don't like the change of the HUD. Like, I don't... The HUD is throwing me off.
I so like the HUD better in not in power armor.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. For sure.
And I downloaded a mod to... kind of change the colors of the power armor because it's all yellow.
Yeah.
Like all the gauges
super
and everything.
Super gross yellow.
But in the mod didn't work.
Oh.
So. And I couldn't find one similar to that. I could find a bunch that could toggle it on or off or stuff like that, but not just simply change the colors. Because, I mean, I kind of like the idea of it, but it's just the colors are dumb.
You planning on getting the DLC?
Yeah, I've got the season pass.
Yeah, I do too, but I have to like download it. I got it like right away.
Oh yeah.
But I have
to
like redeem it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I got the season pass so I can get all the DLC.
Fallout's pretty much like the only game I've been playing recently. I have a I'm out of town next weekend. There's my 2 week notice. I'm out of town next weekend for that card game I was talking about. I'm going to a regional, and so it's not Yu-Gi-Oh. It's a different game.
What's the game called?
It's called UFS. It's the Universal Fighting System. It's where you take a bunch of, basically a bunch of nerds get together and are like, I like fighting games. They're like, I like fighting games too. I also like card games. So they took a bunch of fighting game characters and made them into a card game. Cards.
Oh.
And like the most recent property they've acquired is Mega Man.
Ah.
So like you're, like the deck that I'm playing is Elec Man from Mega Man 1.
Oh, okay.
And it like plays a bunch of cards. It's
I see.
It's so, very, very
so
cool.
You're telling me that they take video games and downgrade them?
Kind of, yeah. But like the game mechanics are like really fun and
but
fair.
It is fun. Yeah.
And like deck building is crazy. Like Yu-Gi-Oh at the moment, which I'm like a huge Yu-Gi-Oh player. I wouldn't say huge. I'm like a big Yu-Gi-Oh player. Like the deck building of that game just isn't fun. You like, it's obvious what the best deck is. You play it this exactly one way. Like there's like this hundreds of cards in a card pool and each character has three symbols. And at the very beginning of when you build your deck, you pick one of those symbols, and each symbol kind of does its own thing. Like, fire is very aggressive, earth is very defensive, water is all about reversals, life is about gaining life and protecting your life, death is about destroying things on our fields in order to have effects happen. Like, it's cool, but I could build a Mega Man, and you could build a Mega Man, and none of our cards could be the same. And we could both be competitive.
Cool.
Yeah. It's definitely, and they've got like Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, King of Fighters, Soul Calibur. Like all of these cards are all in the fighting game. It's cool.
Awesome. So where were we before that?
Talking about Fallout.
You're going to be here next week.
I won't be here next week.
Anyway, so the past week, dude, I have done so much fucking cleaning around this house.
Yeah.
Like ridiculous amount. I cleaned up all of Rachel's shit in the living room.
Yeah, take that, Rachel.
Oh my god.
Listen to this podcast. Why don't you?
No. Oh god. In the bathroom, I cleaned up all her shit in the bathroom.
Shit.
The closet in the hallway that has like a bunch of fucking like it's got shit like soap and band-aids and shit in there. I cleaned that out and organized it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you organize the band-aids by size or practicality?
No, I actually organized the shelf by cosmetics, medical supplies, and everything else.
And everything else.
Yeah. All right. And the bottom shelf has always been towels.
You said towels?
Towels. All right. Yeah.
Because my ears heard tops.
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 Yeah.
Like the spinning view. But my brain processed towels, so we got there eventually.
And then I cleaned up the dining room table, which had previously been storage. Shit, I don't know. People just put shit there.
I totally get that.
So I cleaned that up. And then I went through the kitchen and I went through the freezer, the fridge, three cabinets, and then like the pantry in the dining room, and then the freezer downstairs. And I threw away expired food. Holy shit, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I had like six trash bags.
Oh, of just expired food?
Of just expired
food. Isn't that crazy?
Dude, especially the freezers and the pantry. That's where shit goes to die.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard being an adult, man.
Dude, it just fucking hides, man. Yeah. It's like gone. Like, you put it in there, it's like, so long, goodbye.
Fuck these guys.
Yeah.
It's like the fish you want to eat, putting it in the fish tank, and it like swims underneath that SpongeBob pineapple you bought ironically, but actually enjoy.
It's specific.
Yeah, it's never happened in my life.
So, it's kind of crazy. Since my mom has woken up, I've been more busy.
Yeah?
Yeah. So you have to go there and tend to her and then come back home and fucking clean because no one else will. And cook because no one else will. Those fuckers.
You're a good son.
And people, oh my god, everyone says this. They're like, oh, it must be tough cleaning without your mom. I always cleaned. I did. No one else did.
Yeah, I've been in your room. It's been spotless.
Yeah, my room's okay.
Your room's all right.
The problem with the problem with the room is I light a bunch of cheap candles, and so there's a lot of dust. Because there's a lot of shit coming off the candles.
Yeah.
Which I need to stop lighting those candles, but I can't.
I totally agree. I used to be until I moved in with Abby, I was an avid candle user.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a cat.
And
so cats and candles don't really
not a good
work
idea.
That great.
Yeah.
They might have like be like 100% covered in hair,
mm-hmm.
and fire burns hair really easy.
Mm-hmm. And they like to knock things off of counters.
Oh my God, my cat! So that night that we went to kickball,
mm-hmm.
we went to Applebee's for karaoke.
Yeah.
Abby got mozzarella sticks, ate two of them, and was gonna bring the rest of them home. Mm-hmm. But it was like midnight, a little like midnight 30. We're like super exhausted.
Yeah.
And we forgot to put the
mozzarella sticks away.
So it's sitting there on the couch, and I have to go to work. Abby's already left for a charity event, and I just let the cat out and then mm-hmm. leave.
Yeah.
Abby comes home and she calls me, and I'm at work, and she's like, neither of us put the mozzarella sticks away. We're both to blame, but the cat ate half that styrofoam container and four mozzarella sticks.
Holy shit, cat.
I called the vet. They didn't call me back. So we'll see what happens. The vet was just like, she throws up, take her to the ER. If not, she's fine. We're like, awesome. Either she's dead or she's fine. That's the two choices you gave us.
I don't know if those...
Four mozzarella sticks.
I don't know. Like, those styrofoam containers are iffy because they look like paper, but they're mostly, like, plastic. So, it's like...
I doubt she ate half of it. Yeah. I bet she just teared it up. She's really big into biting on clothy things. And so, mm-hmm. I'm sure she felt it on her teeth. And she was like, this is fucking weird. Let's do this.
When I... Like, on... what was it? Thursday night, I went to go pick up Max's paw prints from the vet. And when I was there to pick him up, the lady was on the phone with someone that's wondering if she should come into the vet because her dog had a stick stuck in his throat. Go to the fucking vet. What is wrong with you?
Yeah. That's not one of those wash it down with water type situations.
Because you can't just swallow it. And you can't really pull it out. I mean, are you going to reach in there and pull out a jagged stick?
I'm not a professional.
You're going to need a little more tact than just reaching in there and pulling it out, so.
It's not a magic trick, Houdini.
Yeah, watch me pull a stick out of a dog's mouth. Ta-da!
Hey, that was already in there.
Oh. And look, the dog is sick, too. A double trick. All right. Okay, Tam, we should probably get into some stories, huh?
Yeah, dude, let's jog. Right.
Let's do it.
Game delays, DLC, and more.
Oh, I know what the lady's like.
This is Gaming News.
All right. Since Andy couldn't be here, we're going to start off with a story from Andy.
Oh. Well, I love anal.
Yes. And if people don't know what that is, that's the Andy News Analysis League.
Yeah. What were you guys thinking?
That's Andy's. You know, I haven't cut out a clip from the podcast in a long time, but I might cut that one out.
All right.
You're like, finally.
Yes. My moment of glory.
This article is why the 3DS is the fastest growing porn browsing console.
3D, obviously. I don't think that's true.
Yeah. This is data from Pornhub Insights. Now, we'll just go through all these. PlayStation grew from 2014 to 2015, 17.5% in traffic.
That's good.
PS Vita dropped 1%.
Oh my God.
Xbox dropped 17.2%.
That's because it's the dad console now.
Yeah.
Because dad puts it out in the living room. Just like, fuck.
That's a good point.
I can't use that anymore.
The Wii grew 7.7%.
The only weirdos have a Wii, and that's like their only console. Like, I have two Wiis, but it's not my only console.
Yeah. And the 3DS grew 18.9%.
Is because of how childish it looks? So, like, you seem...
It's weird because the top screen resolution is 400 by 240 for the standard 3DS, which is, they say here, which is smaller than the screen resolution of the iPhone 3G, released in 08. First of all, they say novelty is one of the best reasons. 3DS displays three-dimensional stereoscopic images. Several porn providers now produce videos optimized for 3D viewing.
There you go.
Giving users a more visceral, in-the-moment experience. I gotta tell you what, dude. I don't need 3D.
I love triple Ds.
I mean, I don't doubt that it's awesome, but, like, I don't need 3D.
You know? I will accept my award for the best joke of the year so far.
Yeah, yay! Security, porn sites are notorious for viruses and malware. Well, they don't really make viruses and malware for a 3DS.
Nintendo safe.
Accessibility, you know, 3DS is very accessible. A lot of people have it. It's right in your pocket.
Just
you
want to
watch porn? Pop it open. Well, then you don't get 3D.
I totally understand, but it's $100 cheaper.
And
it's just a porn machine. The 3DS, it's just a porn machine.
And as one you mentioned, discretion. The 3DS is small enough to slip into a pocket and be carried wherever the user can find privacy.
Yeah.
And they say you have the ability to rescue a princess and then watch an X-rated video of her.
That's hilarious.
Oh, dude, that's like after the game, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you never really explored what happened to Mario after he rescued Princess Peach.
All right. So, I've had... I think it's been long enough that I haven't talked about this on the podcast. Me and a couple buddies, we went to Who Hut, and we were talking about making a porn site.
You should talk with Andy, because he's been talking about that since he was, like, 13.
Sweet Peanut is going to be the name of...
Sweet Peanut?
S-X-X-X-E-E-T. Sweet. The X's make the noise.
Yeah, you could pretty much do whatever you want with an X.
And it's going to be all Tom Hanks porn parodies, but we actually have to get Tom Hanks in the movies.
Your operating costs.
That's fine.
Are too high.
No, I don't think so, because it's about quality. We want to be the Apple product of porn. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. Spend a lot and charge more.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Could you imagine $100 porn, but you get to see Tom Hanks?
Dude, nobody pays for porn.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Your business model, too, is just unsustainable.
We are changing the mold. I had a friend who's, like, one of the funniest people I ever know walk away from that conversation with, like, a crazy list of Tom Hanks porn parody. And I'm trying to find it real quick. All right.
Forrest Hump.
Yes.
That's the easiest one.
Tom Hanks videos. Forrest Hump. Sex Toy Story, Shaving Private Ryan, The Brown Mile, My Big Fat Greek Fucking Fuck Me If You Can, The Terminal Boner, Ass Hollow 13, The Da Vinci Chode, Charlie Wilson's Whore, The Balls, Turner and Cooch. I always read that on the thing is Hooch. I never read this Cooch. That one got me. Big.
Yeah, Dick. I was gonna say that one.
The Great Fuck Howard, and Extremely Loud and Extremely Sweaty. Those are the movies he came up with.
Nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of 3D, there is a hidden 3D mode discovered in Prison Architect 5 months after its release. After finding... okay. The way to make the game playable in 3D is cleverly hidden inside one of the options in the menu, and is almost invisible. When you go to Extras and hover your mouse arrow over the bottom left corner of the menu, you'll see a small rectangular box become visible. This box is far removed from the other options in the menu, and you would not think to even bother looking over there. After finding the hidden box and clicking it, you'll have to wait for the game to turn 3D. Once it does, you'll be able to zoom in and navigate the little prison you've constructed.
Huh. What if that's just what we do? That's how we save millions of dollars in the prison industry, is we just sit everybody down at a prison we've designed. Like, you strap them into a chair. That's how they have to go about their business.
That's how you have to, live.
Oh, wait, hold on. How much do servers cost? That's important.
Oh, now you're worried about cost. Mr. Tom Hanks and a bunch of pornos.
All right. I bet Tom Hanks would give us one charity case if we give them the IOU.
If you give him an IOU.
Give him the IOU.
And you really sell him on the idea. And he makes more money than, Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Was there one in there about Perfect Storm? He was in Perfect Storm, wasn't he?
Oh, we'll think of it right now on the podcast.
Perfect whore.
Perfect whore.
God, what rhymes with storm?
The only thing I can think of is dorm, and that sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah. How about just the perfect dorm and make it a college porno?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Done. Fallout.
All right, you're getting a creative credit.
Yes,
making that IMDb look good.
Yeah, that'll look really good.
An executive backer.
Hey, executive backer. For
the perfect dorm.
For perfect dorm and a Kickstarter backer for Yeti: A Love Story 2. That's my IMDb. Fallout 4's 1.4 update is hitting consoles this week.
When are they dropping the whole like super survival mode? Because that sounds like something I want to play for like 2 hours until I die.
Oh, the update's now live.
Oh, that's up like now?
Yeah, it's up right. Oh, no. The patch is up live. I'm gonna find out when the super survival mode is.
Okay.
Gotta enter my date of birth. I'm almost 20 fucking six. I don't need to do this shit.
I'm a real boy.
Let's see. New features. Support for add-ons. So this gives you your support for DLC.
Okay.
Art customization added to the workshop. Super mutant clutter, including meat totems, meat bags, and meat cart, are added to the workshop. Raider clutter, abstract portrait paintings, a variety of new signs, more metal and wood door variants. The rest of this is stuff like stability. Kellogg's desk will remain in a working order. During Rocket's red glare, they resolved an issue where companions could not be dismissed after completing the quest. Fixed an issue with the Crim's Tooth not spawning properly. Oh, good thing I didn't have that issue. Pretty much all these are just little things. So, okay. Not the super survival mode yet.
Dang, have you heard about that?
Yes.
Dude, it sounds really cool. It sounds like if I was like a professional gamer, I'd love to stream that shit. But I'm not. I'm like an adult with a job. Yeah. So like, I'll never get to play that. Sounds really cool in concept though.
I'm trying to find it.
Extreme mode.
Yeah. What's it even called? Like, is it just gonna be like survival or like super? Oh, there wasn't even a survival difficulty apparently.
There was what?
There wasn't even a survival before they said they were gonna add a hard survival.
Oh.
Because what's saying here is very easy, easy, normal, hard, very hard, and now they're adding survival.
Oh, okay.
I don't know when they're doing it, though. I can't find it very easily.
Eh. Look for it in your local bakeries.
Yeah. EverQuest Next is canceled. So, for EverQuest fans,
good.
It's now official.
What the fuck's EverQuest? This isn't 2009.
Yeah, he got even before that. I remember Tyler playing EverQuest, like, we were young tykes.
I never played EverQuest.
Me neither. I played Well of Souls.
What a bunch of nerds.
Yeah. Hoopin' is on the horizon for Rocket League. They're adding a basketball mode.
Dude, that game's so awesome.
Yeah, they've added that. And what did they add recently?
I know they added hockey.
They added hockey? Okay, that's probably it. But they're adding basketball. They say for March Madness, which is like this week, so... You got to think that mode's going to be out about this week.
They better get on it.
Yeah. That's going to be fun. I told Stefan and Tyler we should play Rocket League. I told them I was free most of the weekend, then I ended up doing like all that cleaning and going to the hospital and seeing my mom, so...
Yeah.
Now I'm doing this.
Yeah, fuck them. I'm more important than they are. I've only known you for like your whole life.
Yeah. All right, Sam. Let's go into technology.
Let's do it.
Let's jog through the rest of this. We got to go. The hype machine is overloaded and our wallets are empty.
I'm giving her all she's got, Captain. She can't take anymore.
This is technology news. Did you cut your thumb?
My thumb is like red and bruised from bowling.
Oh.
It like for like the first 4 hours, I had a ball that like, because I suck it. My best score all night was like an 83. I'm god awful at bowling.
Yeah.
I am consistently 0-5 with the people I was with. But like the finger holes were pretty good, but the thumb hole was too small.
Too small. Oh,
and
man.
So like, dude, it would pop and create a vacuum every time I threw the ball. Dude, so it would just
that's not good for what, like 4 hours of bowling?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not good.
It was pretty rough.
Seven American cities will compete for $40 million to create transport utopias. The U.S. government is offering 7 cities a remarkable challenge: reinvent urban transportation for the 21st century, with a particular focus on autonomous vehicles. To pull it off, those cities will work with some of the world's most powerful tech companies and are eligible to get $40 million from the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Segways.
Yeah, everyone gets a segue.
Everyone gets a segue.
The 7 cities as finalists are Austin, Texas; Columbus, Ohio; Denver, Colorado; Kansas City, Missouri; Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania; Portland, Oregon; and San Francisco, California. Those are all, I would say Austin, Kansas City, and San Francisco are probably the most tech viable cities.
Yeah.
Just because I think Google Fiber is also in Austin, and it's in Kansas City, so you get that Google backing.
Yeah.
And then San Francisco, it's fucking right there in Silicon Valley, you know?
Yeah. Bunch of hippies. Long hairs.
Omaha was a finalist, but they didn't make it to the final 6.
Aww.
Wow. That how are they going to update our public transportation? They would need to basically make it.
Make it, yeah. I think I've seen a couple buses once or twice.
Yeah, there's a couple buses. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I don't see how, like, we need public transportation. We live in the heart of America.
Yeah.
Without us, America crumbles.
Yeah.
Don't tread on me.
The turning the clock back nonsense needs to stop.
You think so?
Yeah. It needs to stop.
I think it's a good shake up.
You think so?
Yeah. Shake up, wake up.
Now, I think most people know the original point of daylight savings time was to basically shift the daylight hours for farming. That's basically all it was. Now, there's no fucking point. So.
Dude, that could be a workout video. Wake up, shake up.
For wake up, shake
sweet
up.
Sweet peanut.
So, having set the record for most time spent in space, Scott Kelly is retiring from NASA.
Aw.
Having logged.
Wasn't he a twin?
Was he?
I want to say he was. I want to say, like, he was a twin, and like.
Oh, they have a backup.
He did space things, and then the twin didn't do space things.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of being in space, yeah. And they like compared them to see what the body how it reacts in space.
Interesting.
Those are the closest.
Sound
like Germany over here.
Yeah.
Cut off one arm. How do you feel? Yeah. I feel fine. I have two arms.
Oh yeah.
It's a little drafty in here.
He logged 340 days in space.
Oh my God.
And, you know, I'm not too surprised he's retiring. What do you do after that? How do you top that? Especially at his age. He's not exactly.
I'd be pissed that we didn't go the extra 20 days.
He's not exactly a spring chicken.
Why didn't you go the other 20 days?
I don't know.
Why didn't you make it a full year in space?
I don't know.
What, did you run out of snackums?
Yeah.
You didn't bring enough fruit snacks? You get fruit snack in space, right?
Yeah, sure.
That's what my third grade teacher said. You want to be an astronaut? You'll get fruit snacks.
Apparently, Scott Kelly gained 2 inches in space, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
No. But in height.
Wow, that's really cool. Because like he's stretching out. Didn't have the gravity.
Didn't have gravity or atmospheric pressure. But he compressed when he got back to Earth.
The full 2 inches?
Or he's at least in the process of compressing.
All right. Because I feel like... Ouch.
Yeah.
Like, that's very fast. Yeah. It's like black hole fast.
Yeah, black hole fast.
Dude, we should have a workout regimen called Black Hole Fitness. You'll be so thin, we can't even see you.
The state of Florida is currently considering the use of genetically modified mosquitoes to thwart the transmission of diseases like Zika and dengue fever. The FDA now says these mutated mosquitoes are safe, taking Florida a significant step closer to an actual field trial.
This seems like the very beginning of a zombie movie.
The federal agency said that bioengineered mosquito developed by British biotech Oxitec poses no significant impact to the human health or environment. The next step is for the public to chime in and comment on Oxitec's proposal. That could take some time, but it looks like a field trial study may actually happen, should the plan be approved. The modified mosquitoes would be released in a neighborhood of nearly 450 homes on a relatively isolated peninsula north of Key West. the trials in Brazil, Panama, and the Cayman Islands have shown a 90% reduction in a certain mosquito's population, which is obviously a significant drop. Cool.
So, I'm sorry, like, the whole time you were talking, all I could see is, like, backgrounds, like, your voice over, like, destroyed city, and it, like, cuts to black, and it flashes to another part of the city, and, like, everything's on fire, and you just see, like, a walker walk by. Like, this is the opening credits to a zombie movie.
Like I'm talking about, like, what was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Experts are hopeful that the strategy will reduce incidences of mosquito-borne diseases.
And then the glass shatters and the thing starts. Like, the whole movie starts. Rick Grimes wakes up. Let's go.
But not everybody is on board. The Florida Keys Environmental Coalition wants to try something different, in which mosquitoes are infected with a bacteria that curbs their ability to transmit disease.
Huh.
So you got bacteria or bioengineered
mosquitoes.
Why not
just destroy all mosquitoes? Why not just ruin the ecosystem because fuck mosquitoes?
I'm sure there's some cans of DDT somewhere. You know, not only that, but if you do that and open the hole in the ozone, I'm sure that...
It'll suck them out.
Yeah.
There's space up there.
I was thinking that solar radiation would kill them too.
You ever open a open a door on a plane? That's what it's like.
Oh, wow.
This has been Science with Tam. It'll suck them out.
All right, that's all I have for technology. Let's go ahead and move into news.
When there's some strange news in your neighborhood. Who you gonna
call? Three Hit Combo.
Hold on, we're jumping in. Have you seen the new Ghostbusters trailer?
No.
Don't.
I'm not too interested in the new Ghostbusters.
I wanted to watch it because, like, I'm a fan of Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
To be honest,
I wasn't a big fan of Ghostbusters to begin with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was perfectly fine as it's Ghostbusters 1, Ghostbusters 2. Mm-hmm. But it's like they're rebooting it, but not in the same universe. But in the same universe. And it's weird.
See, I'm tired of reboots, and Ghostbusters was one of the last things that needed a reboot. But I'm sure saying I don't care for it will make people be like, oh, it's because there's women in it.
I don't care about that.
Which is not true.
I just wanted to be, you know, a good movie.
You know, I wouldn't mind the fact that they're all women if there was a, like, an explanation beyond look, they're women, you know?
That's fair.
Yeah. Because I don't think it's any better to just do it and say, look, there's women. Like, how is that any better than people that don't want women, you know?
Like, the biggest thing about it, like, that I hate, and I heard somebody else say this, and like, oh my God, you're so right. The movie, like, the trailer, like, all the pictures, looks like pixels.
Oh.
It looks like forced humor. It's shot in comedy lighting, and it's just like
I know what you're talking about with the comedy lighting.
You look back at the original. They took themselves seriously. It was a funny movie,
but it was serious.
Uh-huh. That's just like,
it was a serious thing done by funny guys.
Yes, and that's what made it funny. That's what made
it's like
it
this
comedy.
Podcast. Yeah. It's fucking deathly serious.
Oh my God.
All the time.
So serious.
And Andy and I are funny. I'm sorry, Dave.
It's okay.
I just looked over at your face and you're like, oh.
I collect spores.
An Egyptian man was jailed for 3 years over a comment he made that said most married women in his country were considered unfaithful. So. Yeah.
Harsh bud, dude. I don't know.
Took a shot at the women. I don't think Egypt was too concerned about the women, but for their street cred, their appearance, I guess, because the country's pretty goddamn conservative. So
that's weird. Maybe you should move to America, get some freedom and chili fries.
And chili fries.
They don't have chili fries in Egypt,
right,
do they?
There. They might be a little harder to find.
Yeah.
A burglar insists he broke into a home to save his wife, Taylor Swift.
Go on.
police in Tennessee alleged that a suspected burglar broke into a residence and told the homeowner he was there to save Taylor Swift, who he claimed was his wife. Authorities in Nashville arrested Paul Heron, who's 26, after the homeowner reported a disturbance on Wednesday. Police said the homeowner thought that the burglar was a tenant stopping by to pay rent. When the homeowner opened the door, the suspect wedged his foot inside and pushed his way through. The robber insisted that he was there to save Taylor Swift, his wife, and that he had every right to search his residence, or search the residence. Police charged him with aggravated burglary.
How old was the guy? Was he
26.
22.
God damn it. No. Naked man walks into a stranger's home, says hi, and falls off a cliff.
I just want that to be the whole article. Is that it?
A man in Pendleton, Oregon, is behind bars after allegedly walking naked into a home of a woman he didn't know, said, "Hi, honey." Oh, God, and tried to hug her.
Oh, my God.
Officials said later they rescued him after he fell off a cliff and got caught upside down in a tree.
How naked is naked?
He was naked.
Damn.
Straight up naked.
Straight
she said
naked.
He had a big grin on his face. He came walking towards me with arms wide open. I kept saying, "Get away from me. Get out of my house." Wilson, who she suffers from muscular dystrophy. Oh, it makes it less cool. It's like she can't stop him. Her muscles are dystrophied. I don't know if that's a word.
Dystrophy?
Dystrophy.
I think muscles is a word, Matt.
Yep. Thank you.
No problem, dude.
All right, final story in news and for the podcast. West Virginia lawmakers suffer a stomach illness after drinking raw milk to celebrate legalizing raw milk.
No. No, I'm not okay with that.
I'm actually, I just now I decided to double check that this wasn't a parody website. It's not.
Okay.
In the weeks after passing a bill allowing West Virginians to drink raw milk, one delegate brought the drink in to celebrate, and eventually several lawmakers got sick. Several lawmakers say that Scott Cattle, who's a Republican for a district, brought the drinks.
I'm sorry, what was his last name?
Cattle. Oh my God! C-A-D-L-E.
Huh.
Cattle.
Hmm.
Maybe cattle, but I think it's cattle.
Hmm. Moo.
But one of the people that got sick said, "I highly doubt raw milk had anything to do with it." Hmm. All the people who drank it got sick.
Betty's over there lactose intolerant. You fucking asshole.
Yeah. That's so funny. Like, yay, we can drink raw milk. Oh, we're all sick from raw milk.
Oh, who could have ever seen this coming?
Wow.
All right. Super gross videos, like looking at people who don't like milk and the treatment of cattle, looking at those videos online.
Mm.
It's like, it's heartbreaking, but not enough for me to not drink milk.
Well, Tam, not all of us can be as good as me because I don't drink milk.
That's fine.
But it's not because of the cattle. I never drink milk.
That's fine. I just drink more milk for you.
I could say it's because of the cattle.
Yeah.
I can be like, I saw those cattle and I was so sad, take a bite of my hamburger, and then I'm like, but I don't drink milk.
I don't drink milk. Like, it's a sad thing.
Yeah.
The whole cattle industry.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the milk's still going to be on the shelf.
Hey, it could be goat milk. You want to drink some goat milk?
No, fuck that. Absolutely, absolutely.
You want some? I mean, pretty much all mammals make milk.
Yeah.
Ape milk.
I refuse to drink almond milk. There are no
really?
Tits on an almond.
It'd be sweet if there were. Put your hand in a bag of almonds, and you're like, yeah.
Whoop whoop. Oh, sorry, officer. Yeah. I didn't know.
Sir, take your hand out of the almonds.
Just pull it up. There's like five albums fly out.
Oh, what a dog. There's a big stack of little bras next to the almond bag.
I can take these off one-fingered.
Sir, did you remove the bras?
No. I heard it takes like a gallon of water. Like it takes an obscene amount of water to make almonds.
Not a surprise. takes a lot of water to make a lot of shit.
Which is crazy because, like, they're grown in California and they're in a drought. Mm-hmm. Like, stop making almonds, you know?
Well, then people don't have almonds.
You're not wrong, but hear me out. People would have water.
Tam. Please.
You know what? Thinking back in my my science class, they did say that food, almond, and shelter were the three things that I needed.
Food, almond, and shelter.
To survive.
That's right. If you have food, well, you would think almond would be the base, because you need almond to survive before food and shelter, right?
Oh, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
You can go...
Because it's the rule of threes, right?
Yeah.
Something like that?
3 days,
Three days, 3 weeks, and...
Forever. I don't know. I've seen homeless people.
Yeah. They usually find some sort of shelter.
I guess that's fair.
Like a box. Is it 3 weeks without shelter?
You like shouldn't a trash be can?
Yeah. Yeah.
If I ever become homeless, will you call me Oscar?
Sure.
Would you legally change? Would you spend the $20 instead of giving it to me for food? Could you go legally change my name to Oscar?
No, I would not.
All right.
But I would definitely call you Oscar.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. No problem at all.
That's all I could ask for.
Yeah. All right, guys, so that'll do it for this episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast. I should be back next week with Andy, and eventually we'll all be here.
I don't think Andy is real.
After, like, 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc, email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com, and search for us on YouTube, 3 Hit Combo Podcast. So for Tam, this is Matt, signing out.